afternoon. In Pennsylvania, carbapenem resistant Enterobacteriaceae, or CRE, are not reportable. In October 2016, we received a call from a skilled nursing facility. They were concerned about several cases of CRE among their residents since January 2016. Our field epi had provided guidance to the facility multiple times in the past 2 years and had given them the CDC toolkit for CRE. Because we suspected intra-facility transmission, we conducted an on-site investigation. We observed generally good infection control practices with a few areas for improvement, including for gown and glove use, and urinary catheter care and environmental cleaning. And we made recommendations accordingly. We also performed case finding and case confirmation, defining a case as a specimen positive for CRE from any site during 2016 in a facility resident. We identified 6 cases in the facility in 2016, all of whom had indwelling urinary catheters. Based on our site visit, we recommended rectal surveillance screening. 7 residents who had a CRE positive roommate in the past 2 years and 4 residents with a history of CRE were screened. We also had 3 recent urine clinical isolates available, and all were sent to CDC for culture, mechanism testing, and PFGE. 1 roommate was colonized with CRE, and all tested specimens were Klebsiella pneumoniae carbapenemase producing, or KPC CRE. PFGE analysis showed 2 different clusters of related isolates, and a handful of other unrelated patterns suggesting both intra-facility transmission and importation of CRE had occurred. In December, we facilitated a point prevalence survey with the Antibiotic Resistance Lab Network, or ARLN laboratory, for KPC detection. 77 out of 88 residents were screened, and we also learned of 1 additional clinical case of CRE. The survey identified 13 additional residents colonized with KPC for a total of 21 cases in 2016. We then conducted a cohort analysis to look at risk factors for colonization. We obtained data from the medical records, and we only included residents who were eligible for the point prevalence survey. The only risk factors for CRE colonization identified were a history of another MDRO or having a room located on Wing A. Although clinical infections had occurred in residents with an indwelling urinary catheter, this device was not a risk factor for colonization. To look more closely at the room locations, we mapped colonized residents here in purple. And the majority of residents were actually had a room on Wing A clustered near the center. So this is a 1-floor facility. If we added in the clinical cases from earlier in the year in yellow, they also show a similar location pattern. We gave recommendations following the CDC toolkit for CRE. And we recommended rectal screening for CRE for all admissions to the facility. We concluded that multiple importation and intra-facility transmission events had likely occurred. This outbreak was a new experience for us in many ways. It allowed us to pilot the new ARLN system for CRE colonization screening. And we found that the facility was able to collect their own specimens, and the lab provided results within 48 hours. So we did have 1 little tiny snafu where 1 of the positives was initially missed and reported 7 days later. It caused a little bit of a burden to the facility because they had already moved that person away from her longtime roommate who was also positive. The facility remained cooperative throughout our investigation and were willing to implement most of our recommendations. However, they told us that the entire response was a high burden, and in the end, the cost of screening residents on admission was prohibitive, and they weren't able to implement that. So, thank you.